With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says Ukraine may not survive as he continued to withhold American arms and intelligence in an effort to force Kiev into peace negotiations with Moscow. In an interview with Fox News Channel Sunday Morning Futures, the president was asked about a warning from the Polish president that without American support, Ukraine will not survive.
Well, it may not survive anyway, but, you know, we have some weaknesses with Russia. You know, it takes two. Look, it was not going to happen, that war, and it happened. So now we're stuck with this mess.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio headed to the Middle East for Ukrainian peace talks this week. Also at SRNnews.com, an armed man is stopped near the nation's capital.
Authorities say an armed man near the White House was shot and wounded by Secret Service agents in an early Sunday confrontation. Secret Service agents received a report from local police about a suicidal individual who was traveling from Indiana and found the man's car and a person matching his description nearby. The Secret Service says the man pulled out a weapon as officers approached, and they shot him. The man is in the hospital, and his condition is unknown. President Donald Trump has been in Florida over the weekend. Donna Water, Washington.
A Hamas supporter who helped lead last spring's pro-Hamas protest at Columbia University is arrested by federal immigration agents. Mahmoud Khalil's lawyer said he was arrested at his apartment near the university. Department of Homeland Security performing polygraph tests on employees to determine who is leaking information to the media about immigration operations. In a statement, DHS said the Department of Homeland Security is a national security agency. We can, should, and will polygraph personnel. This is SRN News. So the question is, what do you know about America's LGBT population? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It's a wide-ranging new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that people who identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender tend to be young. More than one-third of Gen Z and millennials identify this way, compared to just 11% of baby boomers. Women are about twice as likely as men to be LGBT. Members of that community are overwhelmingly liberal politically, and more than half say they are non-religious. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China telling its persecution of Christians. The communist government's released a statement saying that its, quote, public security authorities intensified efforts to dismantle cult organizations in 2024. They've worked to curb the growth and spread of cults, mitigating potential threats. End quote. China considers Christianity a cult. This is SRN News. There could be some changes to state borders.
Some residents of rural Illinois and Oregon are hoping to ditch their states and either join neighboring ones or create whole new states. Proponents say the big liberal cities of Chicago and Portland, Oregon have all the political clout, and that their politicians stifle rural voices. Interest in redrawing state lines to join some parts of Illinois with neighboring Indiana and connect some of Oregon's borderlands to Idaho have picked up a bit of momentum over time, including with voters. But the U.S. hasn't seen a major realignment of state boundaries since West Virginia left Virginia during the Civil War to remain in the Union. I'm Julie Walker.
Northern Californians have also spoken of leaving the state. Canada selects its next prime minister. They elected Mark Carney. More details at SRNnews.com.